Hello, and welcome back to season two of The Platinum Rule. We are a news update and political science playground for policies and spotlights on current things happening that can affect you or indirectly impact your neighbors. Week three, or what should we call this? Week three or four? We'll call it week four. Last week was our empty week, but we are back with two episodes this week. Welcome back to part one of the two.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Platinum Rule. It's Amari and Sophia here. We miss you guys so much, and we're so glad to come back with this week with episode three and four. There's a lot to cover, so let's jump right into it.
All right. First things first, we've had just such a drastic change of the last 3 weeks from every week to every week. But last week we had the pleasure of inauguration and also Martin Luther King Day. Mm-hmm. And that's how we're going to start off. So regarding just Martin Luther King Day, we did do our post, but I wanted to start with a quote from a book I'm reading right now. And it is basically just around the idea that the fading away of greed and hatred is the foundation for liberations. Liberations is, quote, the sure heart's release and an understanding of the truth so powerful that there's no turning back from it. I wanted to share this because of all the IG stories I saw, the reposts, everything I was witnessing on his day, a lot of what was popular among my followers posting this was that hate should be driven out by love. And the quote that I shared from the book is All About Love by Bell Hooks. She is a Black woman author, professor, feminist, and social activist. She's influenced by the workings of Martin Luther King and Toni Morrison and Malcolm X. So she goes on to explain, this book is really good if anyone is looking for something to read. It's a quick read. She goes on to explain that, yes, building on the ethics of love is something so rare for society, and truly wholeheartedly expecting that from the world that everyone places on such high hopes. She says that these people were successful and have a legacy because they really embodied this. So my takeaway is it's easier to get discouraged by the world we live in that this can't be possible. My hope is that a lot of people turn to embody that it can happen. It just starts with one person and then the next person and then the next person. I also want to say though, on that same note, Martin Luther King does have a legacy because he was firm in his beliefs in that. It doesn't always come with peace, and it doesn't always come with what your neighbor's gonna wanna hear. It comes with building values, and values themselves that are built on ethics of love, minus hatred, minus judgment, filled with empathy. Yeah. So her exact quote is, "A great feeling of despair gripped our nation when the leaders who had led struggles for peace, justice, and love were assassinated. So let us not forget the work that was put in, but also the demons that put a halt to it. It's a continuous effort, so I'd like everyone to not get discouraged. The reason these people have legacies and were so successful is because it was possible to build it." So my takeaway for you guys is to continually ask, and for myself too, within the past week has been to ask myself continuously how I can be more productive than turning to social media as my first instinct to do my part.
Beautiful words, truly. And something that I admire so much about what we're doing here is our mission actually does really truly align with Martin Luther King Jr.'s mission. He truly has had such an amazing legacy and impact, and we will try our best to continue to honor his mission and his contribution to our nation.
And also, just a side note for me and Amari too. So her book actually has led me to create a list of all these books that I want to dive into just on society, love, just different things. So I was thinking maybe next season we could do a recap of what books are on this list, and then I'd love to share some discoveries, kind of like our own little book club. So one I have in mind is The Healing of America by Marianne Williamson. So if you want to pick that up, at my followers, at the listeners right now, if you want to pick that up and start reading that with me, I'm going to start that next month.
Sounds great. Love to hear that.
Let's move on to our next topic, which will basically be addressing our phone a friend segment in episode two since we last talked to you guys.
Yeah, I know we've had a lot of anticipation, a lot of people wanting to hear our feedback. What was supposed to be a conversation about the horrific events that happened at the Capitol kind of turned into something else. So sorry for the confusion. I just wanted to address that we do not condone what happened on January the 6th and identify those actions as domestic terrorism. Just wanted to get that cleared up.
We've got some feedback from a lot of you. It started off actually, the two questions we really initiated were, can you recall the events that happened in the past week? You would think it would start with the riot conversation, but it didn't. We were very surprised. And then, yeah, so it just led into the conversation. You guys heard it. If you haven't, go back to episode two. So, what were some of the things that you heard feedback-wise?
Well, a comment that stood out to me was that someone wanted us to talk about it more in depth. They wanted to hear more. They wish that we would have had a longer conversation. And just for me personally, I always have the mindset of keeping the episodes short and sweet, but that's definitely something that we can take in consideration moving forward, kind of having prolonged episodes going deeper into these topics. What was a piece of feedback that you received?
One specifically stuck with me, and that was that they described the feeling of fear for themselves hearing her voice and hearing her tone. I'm not gonna lie, it was rough to hear that. It was rough to hear it back. That comes with listening in any discussion you may not share foundational values with, but I had friends I can count on one hand that were genuinely freaked out by what they heard. One thing that also stuck out with me was how quickly people had feedback to give. The reason why me and you chose to do that was because I know so many of you guys listening were ready to hear me and Amari go on a rant. It would not be me if I didn't go on a rant. And Amari to calm me down and be the rational one here. She's very balanced. We both do yoga, but this girl's on another level. So one thing I wanted to, emphasize with just the feedback I was getting is that we are so used, and it really highlighted for me too, we're so used to immediately generating a response, getting angry or going in defense mode. And trust me, this is me. But one thing I do want to say is note where while you were listening, you thought, okay, this is enough, while you were listening to her response. Because yes, we for the most part can agree, our listeners, we have pretty similar beliefs. We come from pretty close backgrounds, diverse, middle to affluent lifestyles, college backgrounds, not white, just saying it how it is. However, I want people to listen from a lens of reflection. So dig deeper to ask yourself, at what point, just like I had, to these people, I'm talking, the people that sound like Lauren, that it's China's fault, the media, First Amendment right. People in those categories, what moment is it for them that gets them to say, these people sound so extreme, like crazy, so extreme to us, to things that we're saying? I think that something we can all benefit from is identifying that point that they feel that same way towards us. Now, that's just the first part of this. I don't know where I'm headed after that part. It's a continuous journey of discovery, but last I checked, we don't want anything besides equality, empathy, and progressiveness. So that goes for religions, genders, sexual orientations, races, special needs, accommodations, healthcare, wealth distribution. So I want to be able to identify at what point people don't agree with me on all that and why. And that's kind of what I wanted to take away from the conversation. How do you feel?
I agree, and we just wanted to ensure that everyone understood what deep-rooted issues these are, and even an insurrection won't change the opinion of others.
Exactly.
Well, now that we discussed the feedback, we are going to share some of our personal opinions and responses to the questions that were asked to our guest. The first, I'm not going to repeat the exact questions. I'm actually just going to take questions from her responses, and we're just going to kind of go back and forth and discuss them. The first question I wanted to ask was, what basic human rights have been at risk for moderates and conservatives? I know that she mentioned that, and I think that response really just threw me off track, especially because people have been comparing the insurrection to BLM.
Definitely not the same, and I know our listeners agree. Next, another question that came up was, do you agree that Democrats and moderates have truly lived in peace up until now? I think it's interesting to ask Dems versus moderates. The actual definition, Well, actually, the actual definition of moderate is an ideological category which designates a rejection of radical or extreme views. A moderate is considered someone occupying any mainstream position, avoiding extreme views and major social change. In a way, pre-pandemic and pre the last administration, I feel like a majority of people weren't giving a, I'm going to bleep that out, about anything that didn't personally affect them.
I also, just now that you're reading the definition out loud, I don't think that assuming that America is following a communist agenda is anywhere near moderate. I think that would be the definition of an extreme opinion.
Right. So I feel like a majority of people weren't giving a you fill in the blank about anything that didn't personally affect them. So a lot of people are still in this position. I think people shoot for a moderate position. Right now, I don't care to direct that as good or bad, but I think it's been a boiling teapot since forever ago. To say that they've always gotten along in peaceful unity is kind of crazy for me to imagine. What drives disturbance in the peace is actual demands for radical change met with a loud and clear disregard to acknowledge the injustices that occur. And this has been going on for centuries. So this was bound to happen eventually. What got us to this point of living through it at such extremes was, and I'm not going to just blame it on one person, which is very, very easy to do, but starting this perception that the government processes can't be trusted, arrogantly defending self-serving policies to protect the interests of the rich, and really driving the poor into the ground so they just are so focused on making livings without the time to get educated about what's going on policy politically wise, is why we've experienced the max heat during a pandemic year, plus a self-serving leader, plus with the tools that enabled everyone to gather and make unions, is what made this pot steaming, steaming hot. So even one change or two in the equation of it being a pandemic year, a self-serving leader, or the tools that get people to gather and rally or riot, one change in that equation that I listed just takes the temperature back down to neutral. Just know that this pot is still sitting on heat, as it's always been. It's just a little turned down right now, but the reason why it got so hot is because of that equation. So what a lot of people might be missing is that Amari and I sat in on these senator meetings that happened the night of that riot, the domestic terrorist attack. And so many of people that occupy those seats in that house don't sound too different from how Lauren was speaking. And that's the most terrifying part to me.
Word for word, you guys. Word for word. And the next thing that I want to touch upon is confirmed election fraud. A lot of what was stated in our episode from our guest was, you know, really truly believing that our nation is dealing with an election fraud issue. And what is so hurtful is that it couldn't be further from the truth. It's completely discounting my efforts into early voting, Sophia's efforts into running polls. It is challenging our integrity, and we are the people who are on the opposing side of that and had our democracy threatened. Just right now, breaking news, Dominion is suing Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, for billions of dollars in defamation claims. I don't think that you can have fraud and also counter lawsuits suing the lawyers that claimed fraud. It just doesn't add up. If one case is getting on the docket and getting pulled through and another case is getting shot down, you kind of have to ask yourself, what reality are we living in? An opinionated reality or true reality?
You said it, sis. Yeah. Oof, man. I think we're going to end it here. Lots of reflection. I think it, you know what? I'm going to just give myself a pat on the back for the amount of patience. And guys, I think this was the first time I was at a loss for words.
I know everyone was in shock not hearing this kind of conversation that we had just now. But I will say the thing that we will agree with Lauren on is the fact that we're going backwards. And hopefully with that, this new administration, that will change.
I already feel a little lighter. How about you?
Twitter's actually been funny for the past like week. So I'm enjoying it.
And don't get me wrong. I'm just going to say, you won't catch me with anybody's name on my hat a flag outside my front door, a sticker on my car. You may see me with a Bernie sticker, but that's about it. I'm so glad man's got spotlight that he deserves. I just wish it would have been in a different light. But, you know, it is what it is. First things first is unity. We'll see how that goes, but I already feel a little lighter, like I said, so.
100%. And I love Bernie. Oh, gosh. Love the Bernsters.
Thank you all for tuning in. We missed you. We're glad we're back. Don't forget to listen to part two.
Absolutely. We will be back later this week with a breakdown of all the headlines from the past 2 weeks. And we have a huge, huge, huge announcement to make. So stay tuned to next week's episode.
Woo. Okay.
That's it. Thank you guys for returning and tuning in.
As we'd like to emphasize, we're just here to spark something for everyday people who do everyday things that have the magic to make differences everywhere.
With that being said, if you're feeling in the mood, please choose to share this episode, leave us a review, and follow us on Instagram if you don't already, @PlatinumRule Podcast.
Bye.